The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
St. Patrick's Day celebrations have started early for the Temple Bar pub in the heart of Dublin City. They have erected a 12-foot statue of St. Patrick on the front of their building, which is kind of hovering over the tourists below. And already tourists are stopping. It's becoming something people are taking photos of, but it's not without some criticism either. And Tom Cleary is the manager of the Temple Bar pub, and he joins us now. Good afternoon to you, Tom. I've seen that the statue of St. Patrick, not in real life, just the photos. It's a big and almost maybe a sort of slightly comic look at St. Patrick, would you say?
I don't think so. I mean, you said there's loads of tourists there underneath it. I mean, people come to Dublin, to Ireland, the home of Ireland, where St. Patrick's festival should originate from. And, they want to see the festival done well. I mean, I think Dublin is behind many cities, particularly in the USA, in terms of how we celebrate the festival. So I don't think it's bad at all. No, I didn't say bad.
I said comic. Yeah. A snake at his foot with kind of a fang kind of rising up to him. He has a big kind of grin on his face, a big smiley faced St. Patrick. He's kind of a little bit, he looks a bit like Santa Claus. He's a little bit rotund. But of course, at the moment, he has a black plastic bag, or is it a green cover on his left hand? Because earlier on, that was a pint of Guinness.
It's a green scarf. Yeah, well, later to be unveiled, Ciara. We'll unveil that in tomorrow, I think.
Okay, so you've replaced the pint of Guinness with something else?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
And tell me why.
I think when we were originally designing St. Patrick when he was being made, I think a gold chalice was what we said, but I think somebody painted it black on in transit, so we may have gotten in a bit of trouble for that. So.
Okay. Well, now in fairness, I'm looking at the picture, and I have a picture of him before he's has his hand in a plastic bag or under a green scarf, and it's a pint shaped. It's not just painted black. It's a creamy pint. It has a head on it. It has a sign on the front of it, and it's the shape of a pint glass. So I don't know, even if it was painted gold, that anyone would think it was a chalice.
Oh yeah, no, I'm saying that it should have been a chalice instead. Yeah, no. And listen, it was a pint, but listen, we're changing it now.
And okay, and you don't want to tell me what it is because it's a bit of an unveiling. Did someone ask you to change it?
No, listen. Let's just say we had the usual. People that were giving out about us and all that. So yeah, listen, we probably should have asked. Could we have done the pint? But we're going to change it now to something else.
Okay, and who would you have had to have asked about the pint? Who would you have to speak to about that?
Oh, well, I won't get into that, Ciara. I'll let you figure that out yourself. I won't get into any of that. No, let's just say that we're changing it now from a pint. It won't be a pint anymore. It'll be something else.
All right, and you will unveil that in due course. The statue like this, does it? Because I'm just thinking of what you're sort of saying and not saying. Does it need planning permission?
No, it doesn't. No. I think we have the Christmas tree there year round, and of course you have to get pre-approval for whatever you want up there. I mean, we had the Christmas tree for the last number of years. We've got the lights. We had the shamrocks. We even had a couple of reindeers on the roof as well this Christmas as well. But everything is
so you
approved.
You get pre-approval from Dublin City Council is who you would get. Okay, we have asked them for a statement actually on St. Patrick to I suppose ask them their view on it. By the way, before I continue, I don't mind the look of this thing at all. I'm not coming at you as somebody who thinks it's I don't really I have looked at some of the comments on social media and things like tacky and distasteful has been written. A national icon should not be mocked to sell beer. And another comment has come in on social media. What do you say? Like, make your pitch. What do you say to people who are saying things like that?
Listen, I mean, the Temple Bar pub, we are a tourist destination. We get a lot of heat throughout the year for a number of reasons, and that's okay. We're well used to that. There's always going to be people begrudging, no matter what you do in life, in any business, I think. And I think if they're not talking about you, they're not doing it right. And to people who are saying that they don't like us, I mean, tough. It's up.
Okay.
And
And Tom, can I ask? It's just an honest question. Like you say, if they're not talking about you, you're not doing something right. Is that why you put up things like this, in order to get people? Because we're talking about it, and people are talking about it online. And is it not just for people walking by underneath? Is it for publicity like this?
Well, you know what? It actually kicked off. We didn't expect the reaction. We got a huge reaction today, and we weren't expecting this at all. I mean, there was an article in the Journal, I think, 10 minutes after the statue was up. And of course, Joe.ie had to come in and put their spin on things. They don't like us as well. Usual begrudgers, as I said earlier. But I mean, Google Earth Cam has been live on the facade of the pub since 2015. And since 2017, we've had a live Google Earth Cam inside looking straight at stage, which is our live music, of course. So that's broadcasted across the world 24 hours a day. You can go back and you can look at what's happening. So, I mean, it was to do that. I mean, we're always being watched. We get emails, social media messages coming in. We get letters from people all over the world telling us how they'd love to come here one day, that they watch us 24 hours and they just can't get out of the country at the minute in terms of, for whatever reason, to fly over to Dublin. So, I mean, they watch us. And I think, you know, with all the festivals that come through Ireland, be it Easter, Christmas, Halloween, Valentine's
and
Day.
And I've seen some of the videos actually of outside the Temple Bar, like ones around Christmas where people are outside singing Fairytale in New York and all that. And you know, they're some of them are quite lovely. But do you think this is a good ad for Ireland? On the basis that people are looking at you 24 hours a day?
Well, I think it's a good ad. I mean, the place looks good. I mean, it's getting a lot of photographs. You know, the majority of the feedback that we've had has been positive. I look at, you know, the likes of some of the bigger international festivals across the world. You have Oktoberfest in Germany. You have 4th of July in America. You have Carnival in Brazil. I mean, they are week-long holidays celebrated by the people of that nation. And I think Irish people, if you ask an Irish person, are you celebrating St. Patrick's Day? They'd probably tell you no, unless they're in Boston or Chicago. So I think as a nation, we don't do St. Patrick's Day very well. So I'd like to say that we're doing our part. And for all the 100,000 plus people that will come over in the week of St. Patrick's Day.
Is St. Patrick's Day in Dublin, do you think it's more for tourists than for Irish people?
I think it is, absolutely, yeah. I mean, people are coming over because I think people expect St. Patrick's Day to be bigger than what it already is in Dublin. And I mean, it's slightly underwhelming when you come. I mean, other than the parade, I mean, there's not a huge amount happening. You look at Chicago and Boston, they dye the rivers there. It's a day off over there as well. And they celebrate it to a new level. I mean, the Irish people, I think it's just another day. We kind of get fed up with it. You ask any Irish person, they don't really want to know about you talking about St. Patrick's Day.
A lot of people,
that'd be my opinion, yeah.
I would have thought St. Patrick's Day in Dublin, I mean, we have the St. Patrick's Festival. It starts before St. Patrick's Day. It usually goes over the whole weekend. There are things down on the quay. I know you're quite right about, I think they did dye the Liffey green at one point, but there was some issue with it. But
issue with that. I think we did that one year, yeah.
Yeah, but there's also they do stuff all along the quays. They have amusements. There's sort of Cayley's outdoors and stuff. It is more than I would have to, I mean, I'm sure the organisers of the St. Patrick's Festival would argue that it's a lot more than the parade.
I think, I mean, I tell you, I was at the FLA for the last 2 years, and I think the FLA has done fantastic. I don't know why we don't incorporate a bit of the FLA into St. Patrick's Day, and, you know, it should be a full festival of Irish traditions and live music all over the place. I mean, but it's not. It's not that.
Look, we will leave it there, Tom. We will check out what you unveil tomorrow instead of the pint of Guinness, whatever it might be. We shall hang on for that. And we will be speaking to residents at Temple Bar after 5 o'clock this evening on what they think about the statue that is of St. Patrick on the front of the Temple Bar. But that was Tom Cleary there, manager of the Temple Bar pub. Your thoughts, Shane Coleman?
Look, you know, I feel really sad about what Temple Bar has become, because originally it was something really special. It's really close to my heart.
It was supposed to be like a left bank. Do you remember?
Well, it was for quite a period of time. There was a lot of independent shops. There was a lot of crafts and artists based there. We set up a state company to try and protect it and develop it. It's really close to my heart. We had our wedding reception right in the middle of Temple Bar. I loved it.
Would you do that now if you were getting married?
No, I don't think so. I mean, I think Temple Bar has become the worst type of stage Irish paddy whackery, full of tat. I don't recognise as part of Dublin when I walk through it, and I walk through it a lot. And it started out as a wonderful idea, but isn't it now officially the third biggest tourist trap in the world after Fisherman's Wharf and Las Ramblas? As a Dublin person now, and I regard myself as a dub at this stage after so many decades living here, it does nothing to me. And I have to say, I'm sorry, I disagree with Tom. I think the St. Patrick's Day thing is horrendous. I really do. To me, it's just awful.
Check it out if you can find it online, pretty handy. I don't really mind it. I actually don't. I think it's a slightly irreverent look at St. Patrick, I would suggest. The pint of Guinness is gone, but he looks kind of irreverent. He looks a bit like a Santa Claus version to my mind.
It's only a temporary structure. I don't
I'll be very clear. I rarely go out in Temple Bar. I rarely would. That would rarely happen. But I don't object to having a place here that loads of tourists go to, and it is a sort of a little bit like if you go to Covent Garden or Soho or somewhere in London, and there's bings of
Bang a Paddy Wackery off it. That bit, Temple Bar.
I do get the bang a Paddy Wackery, but in the same way when you go to London and there's Paddington Bears and you can buy red phone boxes
but it's the Temple Bar pub itself is a beautiful building. I think it dates back to 1840, so I think that's Victorian.
Great trad music there.
I think it's a protected structure, but I'm sorry, you can barely, and to be fair to the lads there, it's a really well maintained building. You can't see it. There's flags, there's flower boxes, there's signs all over it, and now there's this. It is a monstrosity. I'm sorry. And do you know what?
You mean the St. Patrick's?
The St. Patrick's Day. Yeah, sorry. That's the monstrosity. Like, in your environment, your visual environment matters. And it does matter. We're trying to raise the level in Dublin City Centre. I'm sorry. This does not raise the level.
When you say raise the level, to what? I've only been in Temple Bar in the pub once in the last, I'd say 30 years, to be honest, or definitely 20 years. And it wasn't that long ago. It was about 2 years ago. It was completely wedged with people having a good time.
Yeah, great.
There was good trad music playing, and
Inside. I'm talking about the environment, the visual environment. To me, it's grotesque, and it cheapens. I think Temple Bar cheapens Dublin City Centre.
Some people
Temple
who Bar come here what they want.
Yeah, great. Do you know what? I'm a Dubliner. I'm actually more interested in what it does for Dublin. I'm more interested in what Temple Bar could be for Dublin.
Well, I imagine it brings quite a lot of money into Dublin.
Yeah, maybe. I think people would still come to Dublin. I'm not sure tourists are that impressed by... when I say Temple Bar, I'm talking about the area, not the Temple Bar pub.
Not the pub.
I'm not sure tourists are that impressed by Temple Bar when they arrive there. I'm certainly not impressed. People getting in touch already.
Loads. Someone says, that St. Patrick statue is so tacky looking.
It is really tacky looking. 100% correct. The flash should be a huge part of Paddy's Day. Culture and music, a lot more to do and see for Irish and tourists. I'm not sure you could combine the two. They're two huge events. But anyway.
Someone else says, I agree with Shane. Temple Bar is not what it was. I used to love it. I wouldn't go near it. I actually remember when Temple Bar, I'm old enough to remember when I first went to college, Temple Bar was semi-derelict. A lot of it, it wasn't.
A lot of it was derelict.
It was wrecked and so down at heel.
It was. But because of that, there was cheap rent. And because of that, you had that artistic...
You did.
Quarter that
grew and the vintage
up.
Clothes.
And the idea was to sample up Temple Bar properties was to develop that, and it ended up just becoming a drinking emporium.
Lauren Dublin says, but when we have people over here for business from Europe, Asia, India, the USA, etc., the only place they absolutely want to go to is Temple Bar. I think we're all a bit snippy and snobby about Temple Bar
it's
full of tourists.
You know what? I am passionate about what is best for Dublin. And it's not being snobby to want better,
but it's,
and not to want a big, grotesque, ugly-looking, silly statue of St. Patrick's in the middle of it.
But it's one. I mean, it's not, by the way, one street, but it's more or less one street. Temple Bar.
It's a really important site. It's a really prominent site on the corner. I think it's Temple Lane.
No. I'm just saying Temple Bar is only one little. We talked about London being homes of different neighbourhoods. Dublin's like that too. Look, let us know.
Right in the centre, though.
Keep telling us what you think about this. We'd love to hear more from you on the Temple Bar statue and indeed on Temple Bar. 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp.
This summer, the world's best tennis players are coming back to Cincinnati. The Cincinnati Open returns August 8th through the 23rd. Bigger than ever, with new fan spaces, incredible food, drinks, and entertainment all in one place. Voted Tournament of the Year by the players themselves. Community Weekend starts August 8th. Finals weekend, August 22nd and 23rd. Get your tickets now at cincinnatiopen.com.
We're joined now by Lindsay, a resident of Temple Bar. What do you make of the 12-foot statue of St. Patrick, Lindsay?
Hi, Shane. How are you? I'm nearly afraid to say what I think about it for fear I'll be called a begrudger now.
Well, begrudge away.
if it goes away. I mean, personally, it wouldn't be exactly to my taste, but that's really not here nor there. I heard your opinion earlier on about it, about kind of elevating the area, and maybe this isn't exactly the image that we want to project out, and I'd agree with that now. I don't want it to be this thing where it's divisive, where it is that we're begrudging people having a bit of crack and a bit of fun. We're not. It's not like that at all. But you had guests in recently yourself about, they were speaking about tourism in Ireland and the offering that we have. We're not a cheap destination, and maybe we shouldn't be putting up, you know, these cheap kind of Magaluf strip-esque attractions, maybe. I don't know. That's just my opinion on it.
Is that what you think it resonates? It kind of, yeah, it smacks of?
Well, it's not just me. It's what's been said to me by a couple of people today. It's, you know, my sister actually turned around to me and said, why are we trying to be the strip in Magaluf here? And it's that kind of, it is a little bit. Now, it's a bit of fun and that's fine. But as I said, when we're competing with people, we want tourism, we want people here, we want them spending their money, that's great. But when we're competing with places like Portugal and Spain, which are much cheaper, what we have to do is increase what we're doing here in terms of the quality of our offering. So maybe that's not the ideal place for this giant plastic body.
What do you make of the actual statue, or the actual, I suppose it is a statue, what do you make of the actual statue itself?
It's not my taste. I mean, I'd be more offended by the giant green florid shamrocks behind us. They're a bit of an eyesore. That's me personally. Like, I'm not, again, this isn't kind of me saying that we should have everything one way.
You're entitled to your view. You're absolutely. What's it like as a resident of Temple Bar? Is it challenging?
It is. It's challenging because of this kind of divisive rhetoric, to be honest with you, where if you try to flag something and say, listen, this might not be great for this area, the comeback is that you are a begrudger, or that you're naysaying, or that you don't want people to enjoy it.
Killjoy.
Exactly. And it couldn't be further from the truth. Like, the local community here comprises families that go back generations. We're from here. We work here. We live here. We raise our families here. Most of us, you know, we've been here a long time, and people have businesses. Obviously, we want the economy locally to be good. So when we're saying things, it's not from the perspective of, you know, we don't like that, get that down. It's more that, you know, can we look at this in a big picture way and say, can we have a bit of balance here to make sure that the economy is sustainable, that we'll have a daytime trade, we'll have a nighttime trade. Maybe it's not great to keep piling people into the pub and charging them an arm and a leg and then spilling them back out at all hours drunk. You know, it's not.
Where did we go wrong with Temple Bar? Because it started out with such huge aspirations back in the 90s, and Temple Bar properties was set up, and the idea was, you know, to develop this cultural quarter. It hasn't really happened, has it? We've lost that along the way. The independent shops, the artists in their studios and stuff. That kind of, I mean, it's not entirely gone, but it's largely gone, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Now, I mean, I'm in a building here that dates to the 1800s. The community is multi-generational. I'm a blow-in second generation. We've got, you know, fourth, fifth, sixth generations of some families in my building. But people don't know that. They don't know that people even live here, never mind that it's such an established community. So, I mean, I could give you the glib short answer and say that there's no consultation with the local community. There's no meaningful conversations with us. And we would be the people who could maybe give the best direction in that sense, because we're here all the time. We don't leave, you know, after your day's work. We're still here. We live here. So when we're saying things about the area, it's not because we are naysaying. It's because we're trying to keep the area in a way that it'll stay sustainable, that there'll be a constant economy here. I think a lot of the problem is we've got too many licensed premises and too small an area and no infrastructure to support it. Like, we don't have street cleaning, not properly. We don't have enough security. And this is no shade at the guards. It's not their fault. It's the infrastructure isn't there. We should have tourist hubs. We should have ongoing street cleaning. Like, if you look at any of the big cities, you know, Barcelona, Madrid, the street cleaning is constant.
Okay.
It's too small an area for too many people without that infrastructure. And then you've got this antisocial behaviour where, I mean, look, a couple of days ago, that poor man that was beaten so badly behind Central Bank. And that's it's unfortunately not an unusual occurrence.
OK. Just final question. Can you live with that statue until Patrick's Day?
I mean, I can. I don't love it myself. But I'm glad that it's bringing some conversation around the area again, because I think we need to be having that if we want it to be something where we have a sustainable economy here again.
OK. Lindsay, thanks a million for talking to it. Lindsay there, resident of Temple Bar.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.